These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. Head coach Steve Bruce has stated that his transfer summit with club owner Mike Ashley had gone well, and that funds will be available to spend in the January transfer window, though he was keen to add that this has always been the case. The need for reinforcements in attack in particular is seemingly growing by the week, with Dwight Gayle facing up to 6 weeks on the sidelines with a hamstring injury and Andy Carroll battling a hip problem. On the transfer front, the Magpies have been linked with winger Valentin Lazaro, a 23-year-old Austria international who joined Inter Milan last summer. It is claimed that Lazaro is preparing to leave the San Siro and that Newcastle are leading the race to sign him. He cost Inter around £19 million in July 2019, arriving from Hertha Berlin. However, the midfielder has barely been used in Milan. He's made 11 appearances in all competitions for Antonio Conte's side, who are flying high in Serie A. Lazaro is predominantly a right midfielder, but can also operate in defence, and in the season prior to joining Inter, spent most of the campaign at right back. This would certainly increase his stock at St James's Park, as the right wing-back role hasn't been nailed down by anyone in black and white this season, having Mankio and DeAndre Yedlin have impressed in flashes, while Emil Kraft has really struggled. And finally, looking ahead to the weekend, Bruce has also shared an update on the injury room, and it's mixed news ahead of Saturday's clash with Chelsea at St James's Park. On the plus side, it looks like Alan Saint-Maximin could return for the first time in over a month, but Paul Dummett looks set for a spell on the sidelines after suffering a nasty injury at Wolves last weekend. Elsewhere, Bruce confirms that Fabian Schär is now okay for Saturday's game after a fortnight out. However, Andy Carroll is a doubt, and Mankio, Yedlin, Gayle, Key and Muto are also ruled out.